God.
God
gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. But all these work that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally or individually as he will. Dividing to who?
Every man.
Every man. Hallelujah. So these are the things we are to desire. What are we desire? Look at the list. Word of wisdom. Now, whether you know what it is or not, can you trust God?
Yes,
if He says you are to desire these and covet these earnestly,
yeah,
will you just take Him at His word?
Yes.
So then say it out loud. I covet
the word of wisdom.
How about the word of knowledge? Should you hunger for that?
Yes.
Say it out loud. I covet
the word of knowledge.
He said faith. Now this is, different words are used for the faith that we live and walk by. And this, in fact, the Amplified uses the word special, because it's the same faith in essence, but it's a different operation. God can put a faith in you and drop a faith on you that's beyond what you normally could believe. Would that be a good thing? Yeah. Said out loud, I covet faith. And the gifts of healing. And the working of miracles. I covet prophecy, discerning of spirits, kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. I earnestly covet these things. Now we got to keep these in our mind. And we're going to be talking about them on these Friday nights as the Lord would lead us. And we'll just take as much time as we feel we need to, because we got to get stirred up. And we're not where we need to be until all of us are thinking about these things in the week.
Right.
And on the weekend and in between services. And we get up thinking about them. And we go to bed thinking about them. And we're hungry for them. We desire them. We look for them. And we're learning how to yield to them and have them in our life. But by faith, we can start out just saying, we want them. We don't have to know all about them to know. If God says you want them, we want them. And we really, really want them. Covet means to have a warmth of feeling for, fervency, great desire. Now, we've been talking about these on the end here of the list, kinds of tongues and interpretation of tongues. The scripture said these are one of the signs that would follow believers, that they would speak in new tongues. Now, it shouldn't be surprising to us. When he says new, it's talking about something that's new to you as the speaker, something you did not learn, a tongue not learned by you through natural means. And it shouldn't be surprising to us. We live in a new covenant. We got a new commandment. Shouldn't be surprising that we should speak in new tongues, this newness of life throughout this new birth and new walk. and new tongues. And on the day of Pentecost, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And we read it last week. They're the ones that begin speaking, but He gave them utterance in a tongue they didn't know. And yet as they came down out of there speaking in, it lists numerous different languages of the people that were there, and they heard them in their own tongues, and they said, how do these people know our tongue? And they didn't. It was a sign. Amen. Somebody say sign.
Sign.
Now there are divers or different kinds of tongues. Now all of these manifestations are spiritual, not natural. I've heard people try to explain them and say, well, gifts of healings, that's the doctors and nurses. And different kinds of tongues, that's people that have an ability to learn languages, and they're multilingual. And word of knowledge and word of wisdom, that's people that go to school and get multiple degrees and get real smart and real wise. And the more they try to explain them, the more they stumble around because it's just not working. Well, what's working? The miracles. Huh? No. Discerning of spirits. No, all of these are spiritual. Somebody say spiritual. They're not something that you can learn or produce naturally. They're spiritual. And when He talks about speaking in other tongues, He's talking about speaking in a tongue that you did not learn, that you do not know, that you do not understand. That's what they did. That's what we do. Now, we dealt with two questions that people bring up oftentimes and try to say, well, the Bible says, do all speak in tongues? And the obvious answer is no in that particular verse. And then people say, well, the Bible says tongues shall cease. And so people try to say, well, not everybody speaks in tongues and or tongues have ceased. But basically, both of those positions are wrong. Everybody can speak in tongues.
Yes, sir.
And tongues have not ceased or passed away any more than prophecies have all failed or knowledge has passed away.
Right?
Which was the other part of the verse. How many understand you can't just take a piece out and change it from the rest of it? It all has to flow together and go together. And again, people that are saying these things and preaching these things are people who don't speak in tongues. So by their own admission, they're completely ignorant of the subject. Right? You don't hear people who speak in tongues saying it's not for everybody and it's passed away. It's only the people who don't, who have no experience in it and no understanding of it. So then they'll try to explain the Bible away to fit their lack of experience. But the Bible stands. I said the Word stands. How many know the Word is true whether you've experienced it or not? And if you start watering down the Word to match your lack of experience, where does it end? No, you must not do that. All your life, you'll come across things in the Word that you've not experienced. From now to the end of your life, you'll experience some things, and then you'll be reading along and looking at something and go, wow, I haven't had that yet. Well, what do? Explain it away?
No.
Or believe God?
Believe God.
Everybody said out loud, Lord,
elevate my life.
Elevate my experience.
To match your word.
Don't try to explain it away and try to make the Word match your experience, because we have certainly not arrived yet. I've had people say, well, if there's anything in the Bible about that, I don't see it. Well, there's a whole lot you don't see. There's a lot you don't know. And me either. We know in part. So we've been talking about this, about the tongues and about the interpretation and about the prophecy. And the Bible has given us in chapter 14 an entire chapter in the New Testament of instructions about speaking in tongues and prophecy. Now that's a whole lot of space in the New Testament for something that's passed away and not for everybody. If it really was just a sign for the beginning of the church, why in the world would He give us an entire chapter in the New Testament of instructions on it? No. Speaking in tongues and interpreting of tongues and prophecy is for today and for everybody, and it's valuable. I said it's valuable. It's something to be greatly desired. If you don't speak in tongues and you love God, you're a believer, then you ought to get hungry for it. I said you ought to get hungry for it. And you ought to desire it. And you ought to press in. Learn what you can about it. Don't fight it. Be open. Be open. And let the Lord teach you and instruct you. Bring you up to a higher place. And every one of these, if we haven't experienced them in our life, we're going to do the same thing, right? Every one of these. If we haven't experienced it, we're not going to discount it and try to explain it away. We're going to say, Lord, bring us up to this. Bring us up to this. Say it out loud. Bring us up. Lord, bring us up to this. We desire it. 1 Corinthians 14. Let's read some more about this. He said, follow after charity or love and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. He that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. Well, does that do any good? To speak mysteries in God? Certainly. But he that prophesies speaks unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. He that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself. Does that do any good? Edify means to build up. Do Christians need to be built up? One Greek scholar tried to explain it like this. He said a modern example of it would kind of be like a battery put on the charger. Well, what's happening when the battery's being charged? There's some power coming through something and going into that. And is the battery being built up? Yes. Yeah, maybe it was run down. Maybe it was weak. It's being built up. Is it true that speaking in tongues can build you up?
Yes.
It's the truth. Well, how many Christians need to be built up? Well, would God give just a few people the ability to supernaturally build themselves up through the speaking in tongues and deprive it from most of the rest who need it just as much as anybody else? No, it's just wrong thinking and wrong teaching and wrong believing that's held people out. Being edified is important. Jude 20 talks about it, doesn't it? But you, beloved, building up yourselves. Who's going to do it? You doing it. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Spirit, praying and speaking in tongues. Build yourself up.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Prophecy, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304D. That's R1304D. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.